اوكي الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله وسلم على نبينا محمد. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. Question one says, I was having a discussion with someone who says they are following Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah, but they take part in Mawlid. They made mention about Najd. Where is this and who are these people? They said they are in Saudi. Najd is in Iraq. And the Prophet ﷺ mentioned that the horn of Satan will arise from Najd, which is in Iraq. As for people being part of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah and taking part of the Mawlid, that is possible if their aqidah is that of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, and so is their methodology, but they fell into this error of thinking that the Mawlid is part of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah or part of the practices which Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah approve, which is not the case. So, a person doing that does not necessarily get disqualified, but we say that they have a major issue or a big question mark concerning their true affiliation with Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Anyways, if you go back to my lecture, Wahhabism, you will get further answers for all your questions concerning Najd and everything pertaining to that. Now, here we go. Assalamu alaikum Shaykh. Wa alaikum salam. I'm not a Shaykh. What can one do to encourage someone who is sick? How can one help increase them in sabr? And are there some du'as or links on you can suggest, inshallah? Well, I will begin with the end, last part of your question. I do suggest you get your hands on the book, The Muslim Fortress, available online. In fact, someone had emailed me the link. I don't know if I kept it. I think I added it to my favorites. Let me see if I still have it. One second. Okay, no, that's not it. That's not it. Okay, anyways, there is a, like I said, just Google it, The Muslim Fortress. There's a special chapter dealing on the dua for that. As for how to encourage one who is sick, then there's nothing better than the Quran and the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And if you go through the Quran, you will come across many ayats in reference to being patient, particularly at the time of calamities. One of which is in Surah Al-Baqarah, wherein Allah Azza wa Jalla says, وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ بِشَيْءٍ مِنَ الْخَوْفِ وَالْجُوعِ وَنَقْصٍ مِنَ الْأَمْوَالِ وَالْأَنْفُسِ وَالثَّمَرَاتِ وَبَشِّرِ الصَّابِرِينَ الَّذِينَ إِذَا أَصَابَتْهُمْ مُصِيبَةٌ قَالُوا إِنَّا لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ أُولَئِكَ عَلَيْهِمْ صَلَوَاتٌ مِنْ رَبِّهِمْ وَرَحْمَةٌ وَأُولَئِكَ هُمُ الْمُهْتَدُونَ. Allah says, and verily we shall test you with the lack of wealth, بِشَيْءٍ مِنَ الْخَوْفِ وَالْجُوعِ, with something of fear and hunger, and نَقْصٍ, and deprivation, or lack of amwal, wealth, and anfus, body and soul, meaning either people dying or getting sick, with thamarat, and fruits and vegetation. وَبَشِّرِ الصَّابِرِينَ, however, give glad tidings to the patient. Those who when a calamity befalls them, they say, verily we belong to Allah and to Allah we shall return. It is those who will receive mercy from Allah, and Allah will mention him among those closest to him, and it is those who are rightly guided. And this is only one example in Surah Al-Baqarah. Many ayat address the same issue. So you remind the person about the ajr of patience. And perhaps if you refer to my lecture, Means of Survival, then you can find some of the references for that as well. Now, Salaam alaikum, alaikum salam. What does Qutbi mean? Are they part of the Salaf and can we take from them fatwa? Qutbi is in reference to Muhammad Qutb and Sayyid Qutb as well. And basically, this is an individual who was not necessarily, he was not a scholar, he was someone who authored Islamic literature. And there are some issues in his literature, there are some praiseworthy aspects and there are some blameworthy aspects. Okay? There are good things and bad things, in other words. Now, of course, there's a group out there which loves to create labels and titles for everyone who's not part of their group. And one of their inventions is that term Qutbi. Anyone who praises or speaks justly about Sayyid Qutb is automatically labeled as a Qutbi, subsequently he's deviant and you cannot take knowledge from him, and this is unallowed, this is extreme, and this is not appropriate. So a Qutbi is one who agrees with Sayyid Qutb. The problem is there are people who agree with him totally and we say, okay, there's an issue there. And there are people who don't agree with him totally but may speak of the positive things he had. They will still call them Qutbi. So according to them, the Mufti of the Mamlaka, Al-Sheikh of the Qutbi, Sheikh Albani is a Qutbi, Sheikh bin Uthaymeen is a Qutbi, because all of them said the good and the bad about Sayyid Qutb. So this is a title created by extremists. I'm not going to mention their names because I know you know who I'm referring to, and this is not allowed in Islam. Usually it is a bunch of knuckleheads or ignorant people who still don't know how to recite the Fatiha, who take it upon themselves to warn against everyone in the Muslim Ummah, even though they themselves don't know the ABCs of the deen. So you ignore these titles and this nonsense. We at this stage do not learn, because Sayyid Qutb was never a scholar for you to learn anything from him. He has a few books. It's best to avoid them if one does not know any better. Now, mashallah, this is a lecture, or let's say an essay, more than a question. Salaam alaikum, Shaykh. Wa alaikum salam. I'm from UK. Beautiful. I phoned you once. Now you've burnt me out. Well, here in the UK again, we pray Maghrib and Isha combining these days. My question is, can I pray along with my friends in my home if I know very well that I can still be awake till late until, unlike combining prayers in the masjid? I don't understand why you guys are combining Maghrib and Isha. Why are you combining Maghrib and Isha? I would really like to know that. I don't think I got the chance to ask you that question over the phone. What is the concession or that you have? Isha is 11 o'clock. That's fine. That doesn't make it permissible to combine prayers. Not that I know of. In case the Imam leaves the time between Maghrib and Isha. No, this needs to be really, discussed. This needs to be discussed. And I wish you can email me, Akhi, the fatwa that you told me was issued by the European Council of whatever, of Fuqaha, concerning the permissibility of Isha comes in late. As far as I know, this doesn't justify that. But, I don't think it's appropriate to answer the questions until that is resolved. Because the whole act of combining prayers is definitely, definitely questionable. Now, Salaam alaikum, alaikum salam. I watched a lecture of some sheikh saying the Prophet is alive, and he said, if the martyrs are alive, then the Prophet is also alive, since his rank is above that of even martyrs. And we can do tawassul and we can ask for intercession or anything else through him. Is that right? No, this is wrong. And I wonder, why are you listening to that sheikh? Don't be listening to that person if this is what they're teaching. One. Two, to claim that the Prophet ﷺ is alive as in the life that we have now is nonsense. Because the martyrs are not alive in the sense of the worldly life. They're alive with Allah in a separate life, the life of barzakh, the life, the interval, the life in between. not the life of this worldly life. And similarly, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, if he wants to use this analogy, you know, we know he's dead. What we know is that he's dead. The life which he has with Allah is something that is beyond us, and we don't discuss these matters without factual evidences. We don't. We know he's dead, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He died. He's buried in his grave. And we know that when we send salat and salam, that Allah returns his soul, and the angels convey the salam, and he returns the salam to us. That's all we know. We don't philosophize in these matters and bring things from our own minds and you know, our own conception. Furthermore, to claim that we can do intercession is a major error as well. And I refer you to my lecture titled Tawassul. I refer you to my lecture titled Tawassul, wherein I refuted the claim that it is permissible to do Tawassul through the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam or anyone who is lesser than him for this matter. Now, Assalamu alaikum wa alaikum salam. I have seen some people who do charity on the behalf of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and Sahaba and Awliya. Is that permissible to do? And is there a reward for that? No, this is not permissible to do. This is not permissible to do. Now, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. What does it mean when we say all compliments are due to Allah in tahiyyat? Compliments are usually associated with humans, or we refer to his attributes. At-tahiyyat means salutation, and it is as it is. Whenever we address Allah Azza wa Jalla in any aspect, then the first condition is that we're not doing this as we do it to humans, because Allah Azza wa Jal is laysa kamithli shay, there's nothing like unto him, he's unique. So we don't look at it in this particular fashion. Now, as to the exact meaning, Allahu A'lam. But I would use the term salutations as opposed to compliments. Assalamu alaikum wa alaikum salam. ASC question mark. Okay. Whatever that means, a studying youth who lives in Norway. Oh, with a question mark. I'm surrounded with a lot of fuski, fahasha, especially at the time of summer, struggling along with the deen. I need for help. I need advice. Jazakallah khair. Well, my advice, brother, is to leave Norway, and go back or go to a Muslim country. Someone throwing himself in the fire and saying, don't burn me, it's not going to work. So if you're able to leave, if there isn't a better solution. Now, do we have to pay zakat al-mal with money, or can we give presents? You have to pay money. You have to pay it in money. You cannot give presents or anything else. One second, this is an international phone call pertaining to da'wah. Let's hope it's not Ali though. Assalamu alaikum. Yes, akhi. Alhamdulillah. Suhaib, habibi. Suhaib, I'm currently conducting an online class, akhi. Would you be able to come? Thank you. Wa ayyakum. Wa alaikum salam. I told you it's regarding da'wah. Sorry. Okay. Assalamu alaikum. Wa alaikum salam. If a man's job policy asks to everyone who works in that company to shave their beard zero in order to wear safety mask safely in case of emergency of gas leak occurs, is this permissible for them to shave their beard, or they have to book for another job, look for another job where they can practice their religion? Fulfill the obligations to Allah to keep in the beard. They have to look for another job. You do not obey anyone who tells you to disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And you don't shave your beard for a job, that's for sure. You look for a job elsewhere. Allah Azza wa Jal is the owner of all jobs, and He's the one who provides. You refer to Him, and you beg Him profusely, and Allah Azza wa Jal, by His will and will make a way out for you and provide you with a better job. Now, brother, when voluntary prayer dua starts and when it ends, and how to find out the sun zenith, reached the zenith, or the zenith, the time which is forbidden to pray any sunnah prayer, is it before dhuhr? Right. The time of dhuha begins from the sunrise, from shuruq. From shuruq until 15 minutes before the time of salat of dhuhr. So look at your timetable, or the time sheet, or the salah prayer time, and see from shuruq until 15 minutes before the adhan of dhuhr, this is the time where you can pray salat of dhuha. And before that and after that are times of prohibition, so you don't pray during those times. Now, may I know what all times you accept phone calls to clear doubts regarding Islam? Well, there isn't a time, Akhi, which I have dedicated for that. You know, whoever calls me, if I'm available to answer the phone, I'm going to answer the phone and answer. And quite frankly, I favor that a lot over the email, because the email is time consuming and it takes a long time to reply. And I even stopped the whole thing of replying to emails, because it's just I've been bombarded with emails, mashallah, tabarakallah. So I prefer phone calls. There isn't a particular time, Akhi. Just call me, and if I'm free, I will speak to you. If not, I will tell you then when to call me next. Now, and sorry for the trouble I have to make you all go through. What is advice for brothers who is healthy and capable to go offer the obligatory prayers in mosque, but they rather continue praying the prayers at home, no matter is this obligatory prayer or sunnah prayer? Now, the sunnah is to pray the sunnah prayer at home. As for the obligatory prayer, if the brother hears the adhan and he doesn't pray in the masjid, he's a hypocrite. If he hears the adhan and he doesn't pray in the masjid, if he is the adhan without the use of loudspeakers, and he doesn't pray in the masjid, he is a hypocrite. And according to some of the ahadith, the salah is invalid, Allah will not accept it. So it is obligatory on the man to pray in jama'ah. The Prophet ﷺ wanted to burn down the houses of men who don't show up for the congregational prayer. So he has no choice but to pray the obligatory prayer, if he believes in Allah that is in the last day. As for the sunnah, then jazallah khair. The sunnah is to pray the sunnah at home. He shouldn't pray it in the masjid. Now, I heard that revealing sins is a sin. But can we reveal sins if we need to confide to someone or to solve a problem? Yes, you can. Yes, that's fine. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Some people say taking long showers and excessive use of water is not israf, because water is a never-ending cycle. Therefore, it is never technically wasted because of the nature of the water cycle. How do I address them? Say, wow, this is pretty philosophical. This is pretty philosophical. And tell them that we can say the same thing about food. If you were to use this kind of mentality, then when I get food, I mean, I could just throw the rest away, because it's going to go to the garbage, and the garbage is going to recycle this food, and the food is going to come back as something else. Or it will decompose, you know, in the ground, it will become part of the soil, and it turns to fossils, and then again, then we can find an excuse to be extravagant in everything based on the cycle, you know, theory. Which is not correct, because the ahadith speak of not being extravagant in using water while making wudu, even if you were making wudu in a flowing river. So the hadith rejects this philosophy. Now, what do I do if you forget how many sujood you made, being unsure one or two? Does she have to repeat the rak'ah and offer the two prostrations of forgetfulness before taslim, or do the two prostrations of forgetfulness before taslim without repeating the rak'ah? If you're not sure and there's still time, then you make that extra sujood. Yeah, and you count the minimum. If you're not sure whether you did one or two, you assume it is one and you make the second one. Otherwise, you repeat the rak'ah and you do the sujood of forgetfulness. Wallahu a'lam. Is this the sunnah to say a'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan ar-rajim before al-fatiha recitation every rak'ah, or only in the first rak'ah before al-fatiha is enough? The scholars have differed on this issue. Some of them said it is to be done after every rak'ah. Some of them said only in the beginning. You follow the position which you believe is stronger. By the way, guys, Isha is around the corner. So just FYI, we do not have a lot of time. So, Monitor D, and keep that in mind, barakallahu feek, so you won't take a million questions. Salaam alaikum, alaikum salam. Zakah is the forgotten pillar among the youth here. What does a person do who is a youth who has wealth but has never paid zakah? Do they make up every year they miss? Yes, they do. Yes, they do. And ironically, I delivered a lecture last night here in Jeddah titled The Revival of the Ummah, and that aspect was addressed a little bit. Or actually, that was for another lecture, for the one in the UK. Anyways, no biggie. What to do if you sneeze during your prayer, like during recitation of Fatiha or other parts of prayer? Do we need to say Alhamdulillah while you are in prayer or not? No, you should avoid it. You should avoid saying Alhamdulillah in the Salah. Now, Assalamu alaikum, alaikum salam. I'm doing a part-time job in British Council as invigilator and IELTS marker. I invigilate O and A level exam students whose seating arrangement is not segregated, while invigilating and marking scripts in British Council. I wear jilbab but not niqab. Is this job and my income haram? That's a tough one. It is not because of the niqab, honestly, unless you believe that wearing niqab is obligatory. If you believe that wearing niqab is obligatory and you're not wearing a niqab, then this is not permissible for you to do that. If you believe wearing niqab is obligatory but you're not doing it because of the job, it is not permissible for you to do that. That becomes haram. Does that make your income haram? The scholars usually say no. If the nature of your job is halal, but there are issues in it, then, or there are sins along with it, then you are sinful for the other violations, but it doesn't affect your salary, provided that the job in and of itself is something which Islam allows. As for the issue of segregation, then I'm worried that you're involved in aiding in people sitting in a manner which is not Islamically acceptable, and then you become sinful for that, which may make the whole nature of the job impermissible. So, but I don't have the ability, the authority, or the means to give you a fatwa, so I apologize sincerely. Salaam alaikum, alaikum salam. I have Zamzam water. It's not Zumzum water. It's Zamzam. Zamzam. American, Zamzam. In the masjid, Zamzam in Ramadan. Okay, but in Arabic, you say Zamzam and masjid and Ramadan without these elongations and these intonations. But no biggie. But it's never Zoom Zoom. Zoom Zoom is Zoom Zoom. I have Zamzam water that is gone bad. Can I pour it down the sink? I've heard some people say you have to throw it in the river, please advise. I've never heard of anything concerning that. And from my understanding, Zamzam water doesn't go bad if it's really Zamzam. So Allahu A'lam. Allahu A'lam. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Brother Abu Mus'ab, what is the next continuation for the topic which began for the lecture, so we could catch up with the study of at home, inshallah, for the Jumu'ah lecture? Jazakallah khair. Well, the last thing we did was the belief in Qadr. what we'll be doing next is unknown to me. I still have to look into it and see what topic to move on to. So I honestly do not know at the moment. But so be patient, inshallah. But inshallah, next from beginning Friday, you will know what will be, you know, what we'll be doing, so you'll be able to prepare for the following Friday. Assalamu alaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh. Wa alaikum assalam warahmatullahi wabarakatuh. I'm having a hard time saying no to family members when they ask for her, even though this might lead to haram. Quick example, my sister asked me to hand her purse so she can book a ticket to go on vacation without mahram, and only Allah knows what she will do on the trip. Is me giving her a purse a sin, or is that this far-fetched? No, it is a sin, and you don't give her the purse. You tell her, look, you're my sister, I love you, I want the best for you, and I'm so against what you're doing that even giving you a purse is considered to me partaking in facilitating your travel, and I'm so against it that I won't even do that. Okay? Don't get mad at me, but this is how I feel. And you should respect my feeling because I care for you that much. Maybe that should be a way out. They will hate you, big deal. Allah will love you. If you're willing to get hated by the people for Allah's love, then you already have an answer. If you're going to forsake Allah's love for the love of the people, you will lose. Salaam alaikum, alaikum salaam. Which ibadah is the most important at this moment? Tawheed, always. Not at the moment, always. Knowing who Allah is, and when you know who Allah is, then you'll be able to do salah correctly, siyam correctly, zakah correctly, hajj correctly, everything else will come in order according to that. Now, salam alaikum alaikum salam. Is wearing niqab wajib? It depends. Some of the scholars say it is, some of the scholars say it's recommended, specifically nowadays. Definitely recommended. Is it a wajib? There's a difference of opinion among the scholars, to be very frank with you. I wonder where the lecture is. I can't find it on Facebook. Some people were supposed to do something about it. If you're from head to toe with the intention of ghusl, is it acceptable as a ghusl? You may complete bath, or is it better to follow the steps like before washing three times and so on? Wallahi, I don't understand the question. There's a missing verb. If you're from head to toe, if what? If you're what? It's better to do the full ghusl. If I understand you correctly, do the full ghusl. There's an acceptable ghusl, there's a better, more complete ghusl. Do the more complete one where wudu is included in the ghusl. Yeah. Tell me about the people who are hypocrites. What is waiting for these people in the hereafter? Well, it depends. It depends whether they are major hypocrisy or minor hypocrisy. Major hypocrisy, Allah Azza wa Jalla says, إِنَّ الْمُنَافِقِينَ فِي الدَّرْكِ الْأَسْفَلِ مِنَ النَّارِ وَلَن تَجِدَ لَهُمْ نَصِيرًا. Verily, the hypocrites will be in the lowest level of the hellfire, and you will find for them no assistance. So they will be humiliated on Yawm al-Qiyamah. يوم يقول المنافقون والمنافقات للذين آمنوا انظرونا نقتبس من نوركم قيل ارجعوا وراءكم فالتمسوا نورا. On the day where the hypocrite men and hypocrite women will say to the believers, allow us to get some of your light, they will say to them, go back and find your own light. So their affair will be that of humiliation on Yawm al-Qiyamah. They will be in the lowest level of the hellfire, below the Jews and the Christians and the rest of the kuffar. This is for the major hypocrite, someone who doesn't believe in Islam but claims to be Muslim outwardly. Whereas those who have qualities of hypocrisy, like those who promise but betray, those who when they speak they lie, those who when they are trusted with something they are treacherous, then these people will be punished for their hypocrisy. Now, Assalamu alaikum, alaikum salam. So to you, we are still waiting for you here in America. I know you hate Kafir corrupt country, but we need you, inshallah. Well, like I said in many occasions before, I'm available. Y'all get me a visa. The problem is getting a visa. The UK, they rejected and denied me a visa, even though there was a nice conference going on there in London by the brothers. But Allah Azza wa Jal decreed that the visa was denied and I was not able to go. And the same thing can be said about the States or Canada or any other country. Of course I don't like these places, but da'wah requires of you to sacrifice. And so if y'all able to take care of the visa, then everything else should be a piece of cake, inshallah ta'ala. And I mind not at all to be involved in anything which perhaps will benefit the Muslims and myself, provided that Allah Azza wa Jal accepts our deeds. Now, Khalli Walli, there you go. Are we done? Okay, no more questions. I don't believe it. MashaAllah, tabarakAllah. Okay guys, it was lovely being with you this particular evening. And either way, Isha is approaching here in Jeddah, Saudi Arabia, and I do have to get ready for the Salah. So inshaAllah ta'ala, if you all remain alive and healthy and sound, we will resume and have our Friday class as usual, 4:30 p.m. Mecca time. I don't know what time that would be, Eastern time. But we will continue inshallah on Jum'ah with perhaps a new series which I have not identified as of yet. وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين صلى الله وسلم على نبينا محمد والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.